He doesn't need inclement weather. You see what we've done for you, Matt?
Yeah. I tell you, this team, every time they leave town nowadays, the weather goes down the drain. Talk about snow, Minneapolis here. Holy moly, they really got it.
Well, speaking of, before we talk about the upcoming game Michigan State has with Minnesota in Minneapolis, Tom Izzo had the opportunity to help a stuck driver.
He did. Yeah, it was kind of funny. He was telling us yesterday that he's driving into the arena thinking, he's from the UP, so this knows nothing to him. And he saw a poor lady stuck and figured, boy, he talked about his team, about being a good teammate, and he figured, I should probably get out and help. And sure enough, he helped the lady get out. So a good story from Tom, and it was nice to hear.
Well, he was with Edong Ibach, who was trying to rehab his injured knee, and they both were able to do their good deed for the day.
Yeah. It was funny. When he said he stopped, we said, what'd you do, tell Edong to get out and bring the lady out?
Well, let's talk about you're in Minnesota. What's the weather like up there?
Cold and plenty of snow. I mean, I shoveled about 10, 11 inches yesterday morning and, got here and thought, boy, that was nothing compared to what they're digging out from up here. I mean, geez, there's, I don't even know how much, but it's a lot.
Well, you write in today's Detroit News about Izzo helping that stranded driver, but you also wrote a piece on Darrell Summers, and you think he's slowly but surely coming out of this slump?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think he is. With a shooter, sometimes you never know, and as we've seen Darrell throughout his career, I mean, he's the epitome of a streaky player, but I think the bigger problem with him recently was kind of that perception that maybe he wasn't playing as hard, and you can see that on a few plays with a loose ball, and he's not going after it, but, I think that kind of turned around a little bit, against Illinois. Will it magically come back? I don't know, but it was good hearing him say that he realizes it's not going to come back overnight and that he does have to, it does come with rebounding and getting to the free throw line, and, and he did that the other night. A couple of his three-pointers were halfway down and popped out, which, some of those are going to go down. So, if this guy can contribute at all and get anywhere near what he was last year, I mean, that it could be a huge lift for this team right when they need it.
All right, Minnesota comes into this contest at 6-8 in the Big Ten, 17-9 overall. Michigan State is 7-7, 15-11 overall. They're tied with Illinois, so this is a big game if the Spartans want to try and get into the number 4 position in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it's funny. When you get in this position, they're all big, and it seems like each Illinois was the same the other day, now Minnesota tonight. It's like for each team, it's a really big game, and both teams are really going to need it if they want to try and lock up a spot in the NCAA. So, Minnesota's a lot different team than they played before. They're missing guard Dale Nolan, who got injured, and DeVoe Joseph, who transferred. So it's going to be a little different than what people saw on New Year's Eve when they played, but that doesn't lessen the fact that it's a huge game for each team.
And what's good for Michigan State, should they get this victory, Illinois is playing against Ohio State at Ohio State, so you'd think the Spartans could really help themselves with a W tonight.
Yeah, they really can. It's all kind of right there for Michigan State at this point. Obviously they need wins, but there's really not a game down the stretch here that isn't winnable for them, so... if they take care of business, like you said, Illinois's got a tough stretch to go here. You would almost expect Penn State, who's also tied with them, is going to pick up another loss. So, locking up fourth place is now the question, and who knows, you might even catch, one of those other guys ahead of them. But, fourth place is certainly in their hands.
I know Draymond Green was a bit ill. What's his status, and how's Delvon Rowe's knee?
Draymond's kind of interesting. Tom told us yesterday they were, in fact, still doing tests with Draymond because the stomach virus he had was still kind of lingering, and they just wanted to rule anything else out, which they did. And they said it's looking like a 5 to 7 day thing, which could probably still be affecting him a little tonight. And the problem with that is he hasn't practiced at all, so the fatigue factor may kind of set in for him tonight, even if he is feeling a lot better by today, which they expect. So. We'll see. They'll play it by ear with him. And as far as Delvon, at this point, the guy's just playing through pain. It really takes a couple weeks of doing nothing to kind of heal that injury. And, you know, he even said the other night, you know, sitting out at any point now really isn't an option. So, you know, as he's shown many times throughout his career, he'll play through it. And, you know, Tom just shakes his head at that guy and just amazed at what he plays through. So, you know, I mean, he'll be ready to go tonight. How effective, it'll all depend on how long that knee lets him keep going. And, you know, I know he'll still play through it, but, you know, hopefully it holds up as long as it can.
Well, what's interesting about his knee is it's bone on bone now. So you wonder not only about the rest of his career here at Michigan State, but is he going to have a future in basketball with that knee?
Yeah, it does seem like to be a lot of a question. I mean, they're kind of saying it, at this point he's not hurting it anymore. It just becomes it's almost like a bad bruise, and if he handles the pain, then it's fine. But you know, who knows how much this affects him down the road? I kind of have the sense that it's going to affect him anyway, whether he was playing right now or not. I mean, the guy has just had so many surgeries and has hurt that so much that I think it is going to affect him down the road. But I don't know if necessarily playing tonight or the rest of the season really is going to change that much.
Matt, any news on where Corey Lucius is going to transfer?
Nah, it's been pretty quiet lately. It's kind of surprising. It looked like it was going to happen pretty quick. He was going to go to either Iowa State or he was thinking about Marquette. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that. And I would say the longer he doesn't make a decision, there's always that tiny little window that he ends up back here at Michigan State. I mean, who knows? I wouldn't count on that, but, you know, there's been nothing definitive yet.
Anything new about the Michigan State-North Carolina aircraft carrier game, which is going to be played on 11-11-11?
Yeah, still nothing official, of course. It's a lot of hoops I got to jump through, but everyone's kind of moving forward like it's going to be on that day. Thinking probably prime time-ish, 8 o'clock Eastern time is looking like what it's going to be. So just kind of waiting for the contract to be finalized and signed, and looks like they'll be moving ahead with that.
All right, Matt, we will see you on the Big Ten Network as this game will be broadcast at 9 o'clock, and I know you'll be there tapping away on the computer, and we will look forward to reading your story in the Detroit News tomorrow at detnews.com, and just look for Matt's story. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks.